This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle-belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all.
George. Bert, do you know me?
Know you? You kidding? I've been looking all over town trying to find you. I saw your car piled into that tree down there, and I thought maybe you... Hey, your mouth's bleeding. Are you sure you're all right?
What you... My mouth's bleeding, Bert! My mouth's bleeding! Zuzu pedals! Zuzu! There they are!
Jimmy Stewart,
Bert, what do you know?
And Ward Bond. Two very recognizable actors from the 40s, the 50s, the 60s. Ward Bond died in the late 60s, but Jimmy Stewart with us for a long time after that. One of our most beloved actors. Ward Bond, a great character actor. A friend of John Wayne's, and so he pretty much lived in the John Wayne circle, but got into other things as well, like Andy Devine did, and some of those actors that were associated for the most part with Westerns, but then they got into, you know, this type of movie, which is just loved by everybody, no matter what your age. Isn't Christmas about remembering? Think about it that way. This is the Good Day, by the way, the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jay Kirshner, James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas. I do think Christmas is about remembering. And don't we all go back to our childhood where Christmas meant so much? And then we become adults and we see our children enjoying it. And then we see their children enjoying it. It's like fairyland. It is.
And getting to relive it through different eyes.
Yeah, exactly. Exchanging gifts, sharing lots of songs, festivities. But I do think that there's a time for remembering the people that we loved. That were my children and I were talking about her. We're talking about their mother, my wife, and what her life was all about. And then you get into... I was at the town offices the other day, and they were hanging all kinds of Christmas decorations, wreaths and stuff, and there's a very attractive lady who worked in one of the departments, and I said, "Where's the mistletoe?" And she looked at me, raised her eyebrow, and she said, "What do you mean?" I said, "Don't you think you should hang mistletoe from all of these on the doorway so that people, when they come by, will give you a little kiss?" Her face got red.
Hey, Jar?
Yeah, well, you see, is that appropriate or isn't it appropriate? Nothing was meant other than it was fun. Mm-hmm. She wasn't troubled by it. It's just that she, I think, I don't know whether she wanted to give me a little kiss or not. I felt like I wanted to give her a little kiss. It wasn't romantic. It was just, I kiss boys and girls, and, you know, I think that that's what you do when you greet people, if that's what you're all about. It reminds me of, my mind through the news at the top of the hour has been focused on, what do you call it, the princess, what's the name of that event?
Oh, the Purity Ball. Talking?
The Purity Ball, okay. So what happens, to just put a finishing touch on that conversation, if you didn't hear the first part of it, go to gooddayshow.com and listen to the hour number 3. All right, the last part of it, talking about Johnson. I started, actually, by talking about this youngster who was, you know, he went off the deep end and wanted to join ISIS and believed everything that there was in the Quran. And there's a lot of great stuff in the Quran, and there's a lot of stuff that's open to interpretation. And so, as I'm listening to this fellow Johnson, who's the Speaker of the House, talk about what he believed, he was interviewed by Sean, and when I say Sean, everyone knows I'm talking about Sean Hannity, I hope. He was interviewed, and he said that the Bible was his guide to life. And, yeah, I mean, that's okay. A lot of people use it. There are things in the Bible that are wonderfully exploratory and wonderfully positive and wonderfully helpful. And then there are things in the Bible, like there are in the Quran, that are open to either misinterpretation or negative interpretation. And so I guess it's all in what you read and how you read it, and then how you interpret what those words are meant to mean. You could live your life by certain passages in the Bible that would make you a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful person if you ascribe to certain things that are explained in the Bible. Bible is a big book, lots of words, lots of phrases, lots of sentences, lots of meaning. And you can easily take some of the things away. So the news media is trying to portray Johnson as this Bible-thumping character. And, you know, maybe he is. And the purity ball and all those other things that go with his particular way of thinking. But how is it that we condemn him for believing in certain things? I believe in stuff. You believe in stuff. I guess I could be condemned for, I have been condemned for raising cattle and having milk, because milk's bad for you, according to some, and beef is bad for you, methane gas is bad. So it depends on who's reading it and who understands what to be the truth, right? Mm-hmm. I don't believe...
Yeah, there's always proponents and critics of everything.
Yeah, exactly. So I just throw that out there because I thought... Somebody sent me a note after I said that and said to me, you sound like kind of a quirky guy. Are you for real? Hey, am I for real? Give this guy an interpretation of what you think is, am I for real? I think I'm for real. Am I for real? What do you think?
I believe so. Or are we all walking in a waking dream? Are we lucid dreaming right this very moment?
Imagination, yep. Here's the story about a six-year-old who needed a kidney. Crystal was her name. Dave Pullen began transporting her 170 miles from her home in Somerville, Indiana, to a hospital to get treatment for her kidney disease. She had amniotic band syndrome, which was treated at Shriners Children's Hospital in St. Louis. She had a problem with her leg, and the concern was that it would be amputated because her kidney was not working properly and getting all the things out of her system. You know, kidneys and liver are supposed to clean all of the guck out of your system. So this fellow, Dave Pullen, started volunteering as a driver, transporting patients like Crystal so they might improve their life. And going back and forth to St. Louis was difficult for her family. Her father worked at a couple of jobs. They accepted an offer for hospital transportation from the Shriners. And over the course of a number of trips, the conversations about, you know, it's a three-hour ride back and forth, and so they started talking and started to get to be friends. Mm-hmm. And Crystal called him Driver Dad. And then he became like a friend, and their friendship lasted for three decades. After meeting... this young lady, she did have her leg amputated. She had a prosthetic leg. She got married. Dave was a guest at her wedding. As time went on, Dave became sick. His doctors gave him a diagnosis of end-stage renal failure, which is your kidneys falling apart, basically. And so Dave reached out to Crystal to talk through the process of him having a kidney, looking for an available kidney. He was told it would take 5 years. And apparently Crystal's husband had received a liver transplant that saved his life. Wow. This must be an epidemic where she is. Anyway, Crystal, make a long story short, found out that she and Dave shared the same blood type. And so she said, I'm giving you my kidney. The kidney belongs to him, she said, whenever he decides to take it. And so you can imagine how Dave reacted to that. Crystal had, at this time, become a mother to three children. She said, I'm going to give you my kidney. No, I'm not taking no for an answer. You're going to get it. So Dave's been on dialysis for a year, packed his bags, went to the hospital, and Crystal was there to donate her kidney. And the rest of the story, as you can imagine, pretty sweet.
Yep. It is.
Yeah.
There is something so special about intergenerational friendships that I don't think people pay enough attention to.
Yeah.
That's a great Christmas story.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
It's really beautiful. He was at her wedding. This is a friendship that has lasted so long.
Yep. Good story. All right. I don't know why it got to me, but it did. Right to my heart. All right, speaking about hearts and where we are, if you haven't been welcomed in officially to the winter solstice, that's what today is all about. How about wintertime and things like Jay holding wintertime near and dear to her heart? You can have it. I don't want it. I'll give you my
I feel like I need that song, Hello Darkness, My Old Friend.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so this is what they say is the shortest light day of the year. Long night, short day. There are no leaves on the trees. There's a lot of wind. It's pretty cold. Last night I was out walking Daisy, and it was cold, man. Yeah, the wind chilled down to like 13 degrees. You can have it. I'm getting on a plane today. I'm going to California. Thank you. See you later.
I like when it's cold, but that wet, damp cold that goes straight through your skin, through your clothes, through your skin, right to your bones, where your bones even feel like they have goosebumps. That one I don't need.
Nope. All right. Well, at any rate, it's welcome to winter. Welcome to Christmas. Welcome to the new year. Welcome to the Good Day program. I'm Doug. She's Jay. It's 18 after the hour.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
A holiday message from Jackson Hewitt.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to get money the same day.
Starting December 11th, walk into a Jackson Hewitt for an early loan on your tax refund, and you could walk out with up to $1,000.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to get money. Missing out would be great.
Appointments go fast. Book yours now at JacksonHewitt.com. Early refund advance offered to eligible clients. Application required. Finance charge applies. Loans by Republic Bank. Details at JacksonHewitt.com.
You know that look you get when a loved one opens up a gift and you know that you've nailed it? The perfect present? Well, we have just the gift to get that look. Hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Because with hands-free Skechers slip-ins, you just step into them and they're on. There's no bending down to the ground and you never have to touch your shoes. So how do hands-free Skechers slip-ins work? It's like there's a built-in shoehorn in the heel so your foot slides into place. Find slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Most Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Okay, 23 after the hour. This is the Doug Stephan Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Time for us to dig into some celebrity gossip that is trending on social media. I want to say hi to the folks listening in Des Moines today, in Albuquerque, in Indianapolis, and down in the Dallas area where James is. Happy to have you along. A lot of new folks listening in Oklahoma City. That's nice, too. Merry Christmas to all of you. Happy New Year. Zac Efron is in the trending top 10 today because he's wearing something new, apparently. And the reason that he's wearing something new is because he has a problem. Okay? So is that enough of a clue, Jay, to get people to stick around? Yeah. Thank you, Jennifer. All right. Stand by for the Zac Efron story after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Did you ever let go? Did you ever not know? I'm not gonna stop. That's who I am. I'll give it all I got. That is my plan. Will I find what I lost? You.
The Zac Efron Show. Brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for your motorcycle, boat, RV. I think Zac Efron, doesn't he ride a motorcycle? I think he does. He's like Tom Cruise as a big hog. I think Zac Efron does too. Anyway, I'll bet you they have Progressive Insurance on their big hogs, and you can get it too by dialing 800-PROGRESSIVE or going online to progressive.com. What did you start to say, Jay?
Oh, no, I was just asking. Oh, does he? That's pretty cool.
Yeah. All right, so Zac Efron, who's now 36 years old, is wearing these heavy, thick sunglasses.
And people are asking him when he's doing interviews, hey, what's the story with these sunglasses? What are you doing wearing shades? It kind of reminds me of Ray Charles or, you know, some of the thick, these guys that were blind. What's his face? Stevie Wonder wears these big, thick glasses, and you can't see into his eyes because they're blind. So the question was whether Zac Efron was going blind. And he said no, but he had an eye infection. He said he wanted, you know, he's been around promoting. Doesn't he have a new movie? I think he's got a new movie. Or
yeah, Iron Claw. Iron and he was Claw. With his castmates, and he didn't want to miss out. He wanted to be at this interview and discussing the film. He's very proud of this film and its team and the cast and the crew and his work. And he didn't want to miss out, but he has this gnarly eye infection, so he was hiding it behind sunglasses.
Yeah, right. So, nothing wrong with that, but people say, oh, what's wrong with him? Isn't it amazing? People are so, get up, why, how do people have, I don't understand how people have this much time to do this kind of, the stuff that they do online. I don't have time, I respond to people who send me notes often, I try to, anybody who sends me an email or connects with me in some way, shape, or form, I always try to answer them, I don't always, but I don't see how people have the time to do all of the chewing that they do. Mm-hmm.
Well, he was under scrutiny for, quote-unquote, jawgate when he broke his jaw and had to have surgery on it, and people said that he had plastic surgery. He chose to change the shape of his jaw.
Okay. Good for you guys. Keep believing that, okay?
Keep deflecting.
Go right around. Go right to it. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Doug Stephan on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. You do your job well, and you do good things for people by helping them lose the weight, whether it's this time of year or any time of the year. But the average American gains about 8 pounds, 8 to 10 pounds during the holiday. And so Calitrin, da-da-da-da-da, to the rescue.
Right, that's right. Yes, well, Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. You know, good blessings to everybody, too.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the big deal? What's the special?
Well, right now on our website, toploss.com, we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate. You get 90 days absolutely free. It's on our capsules and our powder form. It's on our website, toploss.com.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Elizabeth.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The peak holiday travel rush begins in earnest. According to AAA, Thursday and Friday are the peak days of activity for this season. Approximately 7.5 million air travelers are expected at U.S. airports. Most of the U.S. is expected to experience favorable weather, but there is a possibility of rain delays for flights in and out of Boston, New York, and Atlanta. President Biden emphasizing his administration's commitment to supporting black-owned businesses. On Wednesday, Biden paid a visit to the Milwaukee Black Chamber of Commerce.
Across the country, wages for workers are up. Black wealth is a record 60%.
Biden also engaged with the owner of a black-owned business actively involved in the removal of lead pipes, aligning with the administration's objective to replace all lead service lines nationwide. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day, Karen.
It's gonna
be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
Ready, Rudolph?
Ready, Santa.
Okay, Rudolph, full power.
Well, folks, as for the rest of the story,
he went down in history.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose.
It's the best version of that song, Bro Lives, I think.
You would even say it.
Sing along, everybody.
The other reindeer.
Used to laugh and call him names.
They never let poor Rudolph
join in any reindeer game.
Then one foggy Christmas.
I can sing, but I don't have to sing with Mike over.
Won't you guide
my sleigh tonight? I just want to listen.
It's
a singing time of year. We all need to be singing. I got a note this morning from somebody with whom I have a great kinship. Her husband and I are great, great friends, and she and I are good friends, too. She's a very sweet lady named Megan Munsberg, who sent me the following, which I think
deserves some airtime. So just kind of maybe stop what you're doing for a moment or two and see if you don't like this, which she wrote for Christmas 2023. Temporary. Everything, all of it, even the best of it, especially the best of it. We only have so many years to know human love and do human things. Love them, all of them, even the painstaking ones. They, too, will not last. They're human. They are the experience, the insecurity, the experience, the heartache, the experience, the confusion, the experience, the joy, the experience, the risk, the experience. There is nothing lost if we don't learn something from all of it. Your willingness to fail is proportionate to your potential to gain and to grow. The timer never stops running. All you will regret is not reaching harder for things you actually want while they are in front of you. Very poignant, very well written.
That is great.
So I posted it. She's a good kid. I love her husband. He's a great, great guy. That found its way to my facebook.com/Doug Steffen page, where there are things that I share about friends and my family and pretty much my philosophy and nothing else. You will not see anything in there that's critical of anything or anybody because I can do that here. I don't have to do it there. Right? I don't have to be like everybody else. I got my own bully pulpit right here, 3 million people a week. Hello.
The ultimate
outlet. Brought to you. Yeah, that's why O'Reilly is a sponsor. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Thank O'Reilly for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Here's, I love this, frankly, story of a Michigan mother who's graduating from college. A mid-year graduation. Grace Semenchik is her name. She's 24 years old. She hid her 10-day-old daughter inside her graduation gown. Graduating from Ferris State University in Michigan. Right? The baby was due to arrive after she graduated, but apparently, according to mom, Annabelle decided to come early. She said, I've worked hard for this degree, and I was determined to walk with the rest of my class.
Good for her.
She didn't want to leave her child behind, so she opted to tuck the 10-day-old infant into her graduation robe. And so, listen, her mother said to her, just wear your robe. Wear her on you, underneath your gown.
Yeah.
Nobody knows that.
It's baby wearing. It's a thing that so many people do. It's great.
Yeah.
And she had to keep her close.
Yep. There's a photo from the graduation ceremony. It was really cool. She was smiling, matching a black cap and gown, up and down with a hat and stuff. Her daughter was wrapped in a white blanket, was asleep in a sling strapped to her chest. And she said that some people didn't even notice the baby was there as she walked down to get her graduation, to get her diploma. What a fabulous story. Good for you. And then what will she tell her daughter as the daughter grows up, right? You graduated with me. She said she had a lot of classes and a lot of mothers, you know, at this age, in your 20s, if you have gone on, you know, to get a bachelor's degree, master's or doctorate or whatever, you're going to be this age. And a lot of folks are married or having children or whatever it is. So why not? As long as they don't distract. There was a big to-do here at one of the colleges a year or so ago when a mother brought her baby to class, and the baby was nursing while she was taking notes from the professor. And people around her were aghast. Oh, my God, how can you do that? We are going to do that. What's wrong with it? What, you're feeding your baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that she didn't whip it out and say, oh, look, here's my breast. Everybody check it out. She was very discreet about it. I remember the story well. It was one of the Worcester colleges. Everybody make a big to-do out of it. Get a life.
For real, I've seen some stuff where the professors, they always say, if you don't have child care, just bring your children to class. You should not have to miss a class just because of this. We'll figure it out. And there was one where I think it was a test, and the child kind of needed to be stood up, held while standing up and bounced around. So the professor, while going through and lecturing, getting everybody ready for the test, was carrying the child, carrying the baby, and bouncing the baby around so that the mom could focus.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Focus. All right, here's something that is sad. Reality strikes even in the Christmas season. Pilot of a helicopter and a photographer died in Philadelphia. The television station helicopter crashed. And so these two that were in the helicopter died. They were returning from an assignment on the Jersey Shore. I remember the reason I tell the story in part is because the same thing happened to me, or not to me, but one of my workers. I was running for a couple of years in the mid-80s. I ran WEEI in Boston. And there was a fellow, a wonderful guy, Chip Whitmore is his name. And I'm trying to remember the pilot's name. He was subbing for the regular helicopter pilot who was out that day. Chip was doing traffic reports, and they were in fog. And the guy wasn't paying attention to the instrument panel and crashed into the side of an apartment building. Killed instantly, both of them. He had two children. He was a wonderful, wonderful kid. And so I remember that and how dangerous those damn helicopters can be.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. I had another incident with a guy who was the regular helicopter pilot. It was Kevin O'Keefe. And he used to do, and the other reporters, one of the interesting things, everybody was in their own, when I became the program director and the ops director at EEI, everybody in Boston had their own helicopter. And I thought, this is crazy. They're all leasing the helicopter from the same company. So why don't we all get together in the same helicopter? Why do we have four different helicopters riding around with everybody doing the same thing and burning up all that fuel? We can do it all and cost us 25%. So I called up the guy who ran the company, and he said, no, we can't do that. I said, you want to bet? So I'd already talked to the program directors from WBZ and WHDH and I forget who the other station was, but we all agreed that this made a lot of sense. So there are four seats in the helicopter, so we put all four of the guys in one helicopter, and I became an instant hero. I don't know why the rest of them hadn't thought about it, but that's what we did. And this was just after the accident that I was talking to you about that happened. They were all shook up by it anyway, and so they were looking for some way to kind of change what they were doing. So that's what happened. The guy was not a happy camper. But anyway, so this is the reason I bring it up is because this is dangerous business. And I think pretty much now these helicopter reporters don't go up at all if it's foggy or the weather is challenging. But back in that time, everybody was competing. Everybody wanted to get the story first, and they're all, flying around. There was one time when there was a near miss when the two helicopters for two different stations almost crashed into each other because they were running to get to the scene of an accident on one of the highways. So, no. Silly stuff. And so that wasn't the scenario. I think the helicopter somehow or other had a problem, an engine problem, and that's why it went down. But it's not that stuff, dangerous stuff, man. The Rite Aid pharmacy chain has stopped using facial recognition after thousands and thousands of false matches. Why were they using it in the first place? What is it that, and I guess I look at this and think, hey, are the other drugstores, when you walk into Walmart or Walgreens or into CVS?
Yeah.
Is there a camera on you? Facial recognition?
Well, apparently but if you're not doing anything illegal and not in some kind of system, what's the matter?
Well, apparently the criticism was that the technology disproportionately captured people of color, captured them doing what, though? I mean, everybody walked through the door.
So AI was racist, right. Too.
Right. There you go. That's another reason not to like AI, right?
Mm-hmm.
Damn thing is racist. All right. Couple of black men, speaking of racist and being racist, story in the Boston papers today about two black men who were wrongly accused back in 1989 of murder. Through DNA, Willie Bennett and Alan Swanson were released from jail this week, 30 years after they were convicted for killing Carol Stewart, And they didn't. And this happens just so much. That's why I don't like the death penalty. There's just so many people that get convicted that pay the ultimate price, and then afterwards, whoops, I guess we made a mistake. Yeah, so what do you tell the people in the family? So they'll sue the hell out of the city or the state and get millions of dollars because police and prosecutors don't do their job. That's what it boils down to. So, anyway, these two guys are out today free through no fault of the Boston Police Department. Anyway, Rudy Giuliani is, I shouldn't laugh about this, but he's such a puss. The $148 million judgment against him, he already hired some lawyers to try to stall it, and the judge said nothing doing. Federal judge has, in fact, expedited the judgment, so he will have to start paying right away. Against this was a case Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss brought against Giuliani because he said that they cooked the books when it came to the election. And they didn't. And they, you know, thought that they should extract a pound of flesh, kind of like what happened with Alex Jones, right? You said stuff that wasn't true about us. You pointed your finger at us. We're not guilty. So, okay. That's what you want to stick to that story? Here you go. Bill for $148 million. Cough it up. So there's not much the judges, I mean, the lawyers seem to be able to do. Rudy's going to be sweating that over his clam chowder. You can be sure of that. All right, so here we are, boys and girls. We've found ourselves at 48 past the hour already on Good Day.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper, and you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. 800-857-5656. That's 800-857-5656.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. This is your dentist. Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth. How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So fix them up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.
A holiday message from Jackson Hewitt.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to get money the same day.
Starting December 11th, walk into a Jackson Hewitt for an early loan on your tax refund, and you could walk out with up to $1,000.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to get money. Missing out would be great.
Appointments go fast. Book yours now at JacksonHewitt.com. Early refund advance offered to eligible clients. Application required. Finance charge applies. Loans by Republic Bank. Details at JacksonHewitt.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Sounds like movie music from a Gene Hackman war movie. Not quite, though. Chuck Curry is here for Movie Moments on the Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. This is actually the theme from the movie Cliffhanger, which starred Sylvester Stallone, John Lithgow. Yeah, he was the bad guy. He's such a great actor. He plays a fabulous bad guy, fabulous good guy, fabulous Winston Churchill. Whatever gets thrown at him, man, he knows how to make it work. He was in Framingham a couple of years ago, and they did that second Dad. He and Mark Wahlberg, and who else was in that second Dad movie? What's his face? Will Ferrell was in it, and why am I blanking? Yeah, Wahlberg. Well, who played Wahlberg's father? It was
Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson. Yeah. Right. Anyway, so he was a lot of fun. Everybody was having fun with him. He's just that kind of a guy. All right. So what do you have from Cliffhanger for us, Chucker?
Well, that movie came out in '93. Cliffhanger. I'm a big fan. I think it's one of Stallone's very best, probably his best action movie, other than the stuff he did in the Rambo franchise. They announced a few months ago, and I didn't really believe it, but they announced they were going to do a sequel. It came out in '93. I was like, how's Stallone, who's now he's 77 years old, going to do a sequel to Cliffhanger? But what they're going to do is he's going to play a major character. I believe his character of Gabe Walker will be kidnapped in the movie by these bad guys, and they're going to cast an actress to play his daughter, who's going to.
So is the girl that was in the movie, that cute girl, I forget what her name was, is she in it?
Janine Turner.
One? Yeah, was that the shoes owner saved him?
I don't know. I haven't seen that announcement. I say 50-50 at best. But anyway, it's going to be financed by German money. It's all international German money. It's going to.
The Germans love these action flicks.
I guess so.
They love them in Europe. They do.
Yeah. And listen, the reality is the way the industry's changed, Doug, is that a lot of different entities finance these movies.
Oh, yeah. There's always three or four.
Four. A lot of them are pool money. That's what they call it, pooling money.
Well, that's why at the beginning of the movie you see produced by, and then there's three or four different companies. It's a presentation or production of, blah, blah. It's all that different money that he's thrown into the pot.
Yep. How's this one for this day in movie history? December 21st, way back, 1933, 20th Century Fox signs 5-year-old Shirley Temple to a movie contract, and she was immensely popular.
At that age and through her life.
Yeah. I mean, it altered her life in many different ways. Yeah. But she didn't go down
the same route that a lot of child actors and actresses went down at that time. She played the role. It was the same role. She played the same character in every movie she was in.
Sure.
She played Shirley Temple. She grew up. She was an was a Republican activist, and she became the ambassador to England, I think, when Reagan was president, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
I remember. Yeah, right.
And what's interesting about child actors is, you know, you could write, obviously there's been books written on it, but obviously they're different people when they're children versus adults. Their appeal is different. Macaulay Culkin didn't translate into an adult actor.
His brother did.
Haley Joel Osment really didn't. The kid from The Sixth Sense. His brother did. Some do. Dakota Fanning to some extent. Her sister, Elle Fanning, translated better. But that's a very interesting subject also. Three birthdays today, Doug. Sam Jackson turned 75 years old. I'd say a great career. Ray Romano turned 66. Hit big on Everybody Loves Raymond. Actually gave a statement the other day because they pressured him in saying, you know, why don't you reboot it or sequelize that sitcom? He said, absolutely not. There'll never be a reboot of Everybody Loves Raymond. And Jane Fonda turns 86 years old today. Very interesting.
You know how much money the shows like, I mean, look at what Seinfeld did, Friends, Ray Romano. His agent was my agent for a couple of years. And he said, I don't have to work another day in my life. My children will never have to work a day in their life. Right, exactly, from all the money that these guys make. But they need to do something with their lives. I think Ray Romano is actually a halfway decent actor.
He's a very good actor. He's a very good actor. He's done movie work. Yeah. He'll be fine. He'll play golf. He'll make some movies.
Versatile.
Make a lot of money.
Just like you, Chucker, playing golf and enjoying the good life. Yeah.
Not really.
All right. Yeah, I know. Well, listen, I don't like it either. I'd rather serve up ice cream.
But I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, Chucker. Talk to you tomorrow. Chuck Curry here on the Good Day program, 59 after the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.